In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When you think of a wedding, what do you think of? Well, for many people, if you're a nerd like me, and several other people out there that I know of, you think of the great movie that's about 30 years old now called The Princess Bride. And you think of the great actor Peter Cook, who played in that movie a character entitled The Impressive Clergyman. There has never been a better character name ever than The Impressive Clergyman. And he talked about marriage and love, sweet love. I can tell some people have seen that. Or some people may be thinking about something a little bit more recent. You know, the royal wedding, Meghan and Harry, and all of the pomp and the circumstances and the dress and whether the dress was appropriate or not and all of that stuff. You wouldn't believe the odd places I have been asked to do a wedding at. An amusement park on the roller coaster. In grandma's backyard. On the top of the mountain. I always tell them, no, I'll only do a wedding in a church. And the reason why is because weddings are not about marriage or love, sweet love, or about the dresses, or about the bows, or about any of that other good stuff, and it is good. But it's not what really a wedding is about. A wedding is about one thing, or rather one person. So, bride, I hate to tell you that it's not about, you know, you may have heard it's your day. It's not your day. It's his day. Because the wedding is about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because we heard those wonderful words from sacred scripture in the Old Testament. We heard about Tobiah and his wife and their prayer before their marriage. And we heard from St. John about love. And we hear the words of our Lord where man and woman are no longer two but come together and become one flesh, and what God has joined together men must not divide. What we celebrate today is part of the mystery of our salvation, part of the mystery of our Lord's work in saving you and me from the world, the flesh, the devil, and death itself. Our Lord himself, he emptied himself of glory. He became one like us in all things but sin. And he suffered for us, he died for us, and he rose from the dead for us. Anyone here when he did that? No one here 2,000 years old? Anyone here from Palestine? No one here is from Palestine. And so we are very grateful that our Lord gives us the sacraments so that his sacrifice may be brought into our lives. Most commonly, this is in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, where the bread and wine become the body and blood so that we may have eternal life. But today is a very special sacrament, and it's so special because only once is this sacrament is given to you today. It'll be with you until the end of your life. So if it doesn't work out, end of the life. Death is always coming. It is special because it will take you and make you into something new. An image of the love which exists between Christ and his church. And when we talk about love, what are we talking about? Are we talking about warm fuzzies? Are we talking about love, sweet love? Are we talking about felt banners, puppy dogs, kittens, butterflies? No. You want to know what we're talking about? Look at the crucifix. It's why we have a crucifix in our homes and in our churches, to remind ourselves of what God's love for us looks like. That is the kind of love that you are called to have for each other today, tomorrow, every day, every moment of every day, for the rest of your lives together. You are called to lay down your lives for each other. Greater love hath no man than this, than to lay down his life for that of his friends. Sarah, you are called today to lay down your life for Jordan. Jordan, you are called to lay down your life for Sarah. Now, you may have heard it said in the, among some people that marriage is a 50-50 proposition. That is absolute hogwash. Marriage is a 100-100. We don't count the cost. We don't say, well, if they give a little, I'll give a little. You give 100%. Does that scare you? Yes, that scares you. Repeat, you know, head up and down. Okay, yes, that scares you. It should scare you. It should scare the living daylights out of you. Because you're promising to do that for each other for the rest of your lives. It's a very hard thing. How many people here have been married more than 20 years? Is it hard? It's very hard. You know, there are going to be times when you wake up and you look at the person next to you and you say, what was I thinking? Right? Right? Right. Very good. Thank you. That works. We'll go with our Protestant brothers and sisters. Amen. Works fine. It's true, because our feelings, they can come and go, and people can say thoughtless things, they can do thoughtless things, but you get over it, because it's not about feelings. It's about the decision that you make today, the decision, the act of the will, to love one another for the rest of your lives. And you're not in it alone. If you had to make this promise by yourself, you would be doomed to failure. Because we as human beings are fallible. We are touched by original sin. But you're not alone. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be with you every moment of every day if you let him. If you open your hearts and your minds to him. Not just today by having your wedding in this beautiful church, but tomorrow and the next day, every moment of every day, making room for God within your home, within your hearts, within your family, basing your love and your marriage upon him so that he can give you his strength and his grace and his forgiveness and his wisdom to live together as shining examples of Christ's love for yourself and for your family and for the 12 children you're going to have. I decided they're going to have 12 children. 12 children or more. God's love will come to you and flow out through you into the world. And it is a wonderful thing. So if you can remember one thing of what I said today, remember this. Keep Christ within your home. Make room for him. Do not let a day go by where you don't pray together, even if it's only, bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts which we're about to receive through thy bounty for Christ our Lord. Amen. Don't let a week pass where you don't go to Mass together. Read the sacred scriptures together. Pray together. Be together in Christ. And when you hit 20 years, or 30 years, or 50 years. The longest wedding I've ever commemorated is 75 years. When you hit 75 or 80 years, you'll be just fine if Christ is with you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.